beautiful.
Of course I do. I'm a princess and this is my tiara.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
I'm ready to party.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Weekly Reveal with Jade Springart, Ann Carlini, Lynn Kuhn, and Erica Banis.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Weekly Reveal. We are without Erica today.
Sans Erica.
Yes.
It doesn't flow as well as sans Ann.
No?
No, but I don't. Nothing really does.
I wasn't here last week and I asked Jade, the first thing I said was, I was like, did you say sans Lynn?
And I was like, yes, we said sans Ann and sans Lynn.
Then I'm okay.
We were so close to having the perfect score, but that's okay. I'm sure Erica will be back next week, and I'm sure, our lives got busy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing we can say except for our lives got busy, but we're going to do the podcast when we can and continue on. We're going to soldier on.
Yes.
We were listening to the opening, and Lynn's taking selfies.
As per usual.
Jade's giggling, and I'm thinking to myself, if only Lynn could get a pair of headphones with an actual tiara on them.
Oh, my God.
And did you just make us millionaires? Because I think you just created something.
Every woman in the industry is going to be like, well, yeah. I need those.
Yes, absolutely.
I would like to be a princess all the time.
I'm making this happen.
Yes, as you should. As you should.
So dominating the news cycle for the last week or so is Brangelina. And I heard Perez Hilton say that he was the one who coined that term, Brangelina, that he was the first one to call them that.
Oh, please.
He's taking claims on that.
Who cares? What a stupid thing to take claims of.
Well, that's his whole life. My God, he's made himself a millionaire off of following these people, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. He's kind of got my dream job.
I love when people linger outside the window.
Yeah,
recording.
What was he just doing? Who was that? That was Andrew. Andrew is on our promotions team.
He was just lingering like a creeper.
I would like to lick his face, like all the men.
We
have glass doors.
Yeah,
what a great thing to have when you're doing a show,
right?
So people can just stop by and stare. So I guess settlement negotiations are to follow. Four elements are, of course, custody and visitation of their six children. Is that it? Temporary support for Angelina and the kids, mm-hmm. which amazes me because I thought she had more money than he did. But
I mean, they both have, either at the outcome of that, like they both have more money than I'll ever see in my lifetime individually.
Oh, ever.
And then permanent financial support and property split.
I just, the money settlement between celebrities like that is so stupid to me.
Well, back when a couple weeks ago, it had broke about Brad Pitt being like a raging alcoholic and abusing the children and that there was an incident on a plane, their private jet. Well, law enforcement obviously caught wind of it. They're investigating it. But Angelina Jolie is now not cooperating with law enforcement. And she's saying that there is absolutely no reason to move forward to file child abuse charges and that she's going to have no help in making sure that those charges stick. So
the incident,
nasty.
The incident was they were on a private plane.
Yep.
And so they're traveling with the kids, including the 15-year-old.
Yep, Maddox.
Okay, so Brad Pitt says something to Maddox. Now, the issue was whether he was drunk when he said it. He claims that he started drinking afterwards. And then there was a physical altercation.
Mm-hmm.
I do have to say, as soon as I heard this story, I sided with Brad Pitt, because if you have ever stood face to face with a 15-year-old,
mm-hmm.
half the time you want to hug him and more than half the time you want to kill him.
Oh, my mouth was foul when I was 15. My mom should have beat my ass.
Oh, man, I remember lots of occurrences where my parents were not taking any of our crap as teenagers.
No. And doesn't it all start right around that age?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, for
so
a girl, though, like 13.
You
for
know
a boy.
That,
oh, yes.
That girl or that kid was being probably a smart mouth, snot nosed little,
on his little private jet.
On his little private jet.
Yeah.
Saying some stuff. And mm-hmm. Brad and Angelina are probably already having issues. They got six kids running around. A couple of them are adopted.
Mm-hmm.
Brad's like, oh, my God, I had Jennifer Aniston. And now all of a sudden I got 47 kids.
Do you remember how sad it was, though, when we all realized that him and Angelina Jolie were going to continue to keep having kids? Like, the more kids he had, it was like the more reassurance that we were never going to get to actually sleep with Brad Pitt.
I don't want to sleep with Brad Pitt anymore.
No?
No.
I would like to do drugs with him.
And like, Allegedly.
I would like to go do drugs with
Brad
Pitt.
I just did a live broadcast at a grow warehouse. A lot of allegedlies.
Yes. Yes. But he's a big pothead. He loves his weed. He loves his weed and his alcohol. And that's no secret with Brad Pitt.
There's a lot of
people
like that.
His buddies say that. Yeah. And but it's been said that she has a completely different parenting style than he does. But when they got married, he wanted to continue on, you know, leading the life of, hey, I want to do movies. And, you know, she wanted to go be an ambassador and have more kids. He also is said to have an issue with the way that she travels with the kids because she's been taking them into very dangerous places and doesn't seem to have a problem with it. He seems not to mind to have a family because he wanted that, but he wanted a family in their house here in the United States where the kids go outside and play and go to school and they're not world traveling.
Right.
You know, so this is entirely different life than what he signed up for.
Don't you think they should have thought about that before they had 47 children?
Well, they say this was her choice. And that, and it seems to be that it was, and he just kind of went along with it.
But like
now,
that from the beginning,
well, he didn't grow up with famous parents. He grew up with like a normal life, knowing what it was like to not be rich. She grew up into a famous, rich household. So for their whole relationship, you can tell that it's different. You know what I mean? Like, of course, her taking the kids to go travel and go places is going to be okay in her mind. And to him, he's like, "What the hell are you doing?"
Yeah.
Well, you know, she's a little nuts. Remember when she was going out with Billy Bob Thornton,
kissing her brother with tongue?
Yeah, she
and, like,
she
her
came.
Dad too.
Yeah.
Well, John Voight, has always been a little off center. Although he is such a fantastic actor.
Yeah,
he's been in the last few seasons of Ray Donovan. He plays a central part, and he like makes the show. But but the whole family, exactly what you said. She grew up in that world.
Right.
So this story is not going away. I think you told me she's not pressing charges. She doesn't want to pursue it, although he voluntarily did a drug test. And so, of course, we're going to be hearing about this for a while until things get settled. But, you know, you always feel bad for the kids.
Oh, real quick on that note, 2 weeks ago, the headline came out. Adele had dedicated her show to Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt during their breakup. Well, last week she came out and it was hilarious because she said, "I am sick at the fact that this is national news. Why the hell would I dedicate my show to them? It was a joke. It was funny because I really don't give an F. And if you," she goes, "it works out for me. If you're not happy with somebody, you break up with them and then you make a lot of money. So that's what they need to do. They need to just end it." And it was funny because she was so upset that they had, you know,
they took it seriously.
Yes, that she really had cared. She was like, "I don't give a crap about these guys."
What do you think about this rumor, Lynn, about Adele after this tour taking 10 years away from the music business so she can spend time with her son?
Oh, I believe that she said that. I don't believe that that's going to happen. I think it's she has great intentions that she's going to go leave, but we have the internet. I'm not worried. She'll post things and music will still come out. I'm not worried.
Well, I think that she might maybe like not tour. There's no way she's going to sit and not write. Like she's going to not. That's what she does. Mm-hmm. If you are a songwriter, you write songs, even if you know that it's a crap song and it will never get recorded. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a poetry sort of thing.
Yeah. To not see her on tour, I'm fine with that. I mean,
we saw her.
Yeah. I feel like I had my moment. And as long as I can listen to her beautiful voice, then I'm good.
Miley Cyrus has been in the news lately. She got on stage recently with Billy Idol, all decked out in Billy Idol gear and sang a little bit of Rebel Yell. And she's also a judge on The Voice.
Yes.
So, you know, we have yet to hear how she's doing because it really just got started. But because she's out there doing interviews, you know, Miley's never held back. Someone asked about...
In her 23 years of wisdom.
Yes.
Why should she?
Yes. So when asked about her comment during the filming of The Voice that not everyone can be Mariah Carey, well, Miley did not hold back. She says, "I've never really been a fan because it's so much about Mariah Carey. That's part of her shtick. I can see right through it. That's part of what makes her a gay icon. Like, it's about Mimi. It's about what she's wearing. It's about her. What I make isn't about me. It's about sharing my story. It's about someone being connected to what I'm saying."
Well, I'm so connected to you licking a hammer.
I get what she's saying, though. I do. I understand what she's saying. And I don't think he was that rude. I don't think he was that disrespectful. Mariah Carey knows that that's her brand. Her brand is herself.
Yeah.
But isn't that a little bit of the pot calling the kettle black?
Yeah. I mean, she goes on to say in the article, she was like, you know, when I was on Hannah Montana, you know, people are going to cringe that I'm saying this, but I was one of the least paid, you know, actors on the show because I didn't know any better. And luckily my parents got me lawyers. Like I never thought about that. I just wanted to be on TV. And it was like, well, yeah, well, at that point as a child, and like you needed someone to mm-hmm. guide you and show you and teach you the way. And it was about you. You wanted to be on TV. You weren't Hannah. You know what I mean? Maybe now that you're, you know, we like to party. Let's do some Mali. Like, you know, yeah, you're on drugs. So now everything's creative. Like, okay. Like, no, you're doing drugs. You're a musician. You're a celebrity. That's who you are.
But how can she diss Mariah Carey? I mean, it always has been about her. You know, that girl would have no clothes on.
Because
I don't even know why she bothers sometimes with some of the stuff that she wears. No, Mariah Carey.
I mean,
sorry.
Yeah.
And so I totally get what she's saying. But at the same time, Miley Cyrus has worn some of the most bizarre outfits on stage. What is she just?
Because she was promoting being unique.
Primus?
Yeah. Yes.
And some.
No. The Flaming Lips.
Flaming Lips. And she came out in the craziest outfits.
Yeah, she wanted to do that naked show where everyone was naked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like, come on,
but that's
Miley.
Just like every artist, though. She's just like every other artist comes out and like, mine is about my music and what my message is to my fans. Like, they all say that. Oh, it's about my music. Blah, and they all diss on the next one. Whatever.
Yeah.
They're all rich.
Right.
All
right. At the end of the day, celebrity problems.
But
right?
It's crazy because Miley Cyrus really does. I will always defend how wonderfully talented she really is. Like, if you take away all the other stuff, you strip it down, just her voice and her music, it is really good.
I think her singing voice is, I think she's got a great voice to sing. When she talks, it's rough.
What happened?
I don't know. When she talks, I'm like, you, girl, just you stick. Why don't you just sing all your, sing everything. Sing it all. You doing an interview, you sing it. You sing your responses.
I do that at home a lot.
You sound bad.
That pitch of hers.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
oh,
bad.
My God.
My headphones almost just flew off of my head.
It's like, I don't know. It's like a band of mice mm-hmm. that have been duct taped together and screaming to get out.
I mean, you guys, I love it.
You love her speaking voice?
Her speaking voice?
No,
her
singing
voice is great.
She does one of the, listen, Jolene.
Yeah, fantastic.
Jolene.
Oh, she.
No, I'm just done.
Exactly.
But
if she could just sing and not speak, if she could sing everything.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
See, I'm just the opposite. You just want me to talk, not sing.
Yeah, no. Actually, that's not true, Anne. I remember being at an event with you at the Hard Rock Cafe. And in typical Ken fashion, they had you up on stage with the microphone and nothing was ready yet. So you were just standing up there with the microphone and there was a band, there was some band behind you or something. And you were like, all right, come on, let's do something here. Play a little Leonard Skinner. And you started singing like Sweet Home Alabama or something. And I was like, wow, Anne,
man,
you have a great voice.
No, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
My husband, there's no video of
it? Might disagree.
No,
it was way.
This was a long time. This was probably before smartphones. Well, yeah. I guess there were still cameras, but no, there was no video footage.
Well, my poor husband has heard me do Guitar Hero one too many times, I think. So he may disagree, but thank you for that compliment.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
No problem.
Well, someone who does have a great singing voice, Lady Gaga, is going to be this year's talent at the Super Bowl. Now, she already did the national anthem.
Right.
I really like it. I like Lady Gaga. Mm-hmm. I think that
I like
she's,
the guy. It,
you know, she's totally kind of reinvented herself. And I like the fact that she has now gotten comfortable with her face, with her looks. You know, of course, you know, her being on American Horror Story, you know, that certainly broke the ice. But remember how she used to cover herself up so much? But man, what a songwriter.
Yeah.
What a great songwriter. What a great talent. So so who's going to be her guest star? Who is she going to bring
Bruno
on stage?
Mars.
Let's hope not. He's becoming the house band of the Super Bowl. So
Bruno Mars is actually going to be dropping new music, top secret. Don't tell your friends.
Will you stick around to see? I don't know. You guys really don't care about the Super Bowl, do you?
I care about the Super Bowl specifically for the halftime show.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I watch it.
I'm the
festivities of it.
They should have Kanye do the Super Bowl show, and he can perform it in the dark like he did when Jade and I went and saw him on Wednesday.
We'll bring that up in the celebrity report. We should talk about the Kanye show.
I did not like last year's Super Bowl.
Who was it last year?
The Coldplay.
Oh, yeah.
Coldplay got up there, and they had Beyonce And she like came strutting across a field.
That was when she almost fell and she caught it. And it became, it's a famous now meme of like, I've always got it together like Beyonce, because it shows her fall and then she like hops back. It's awesome.
Wait, it just, I think it paled in comparison. And I like Coldplay and I saw them in concert recently and I thought it was awesome. And I really wish they would have brought more of that show to the Super Bowl instead of just putting them on stage. They almost became like the second banana to Beyonce.
Well, remember, well, they, everyone was a hater, though. True. No one wanted Coldplay to perform. That was, they were like the most hated Super Bowl in years.
Well, I think they just weren't allowed to really bring it.
Coldplay is one of those bands, either you love them or you hate them. Mm-hmm. And I personally think that like the NFL crowd.
Right. Just immediately was like, yep, that's the pansy stuff. That's weak. I don't want it.
They need somebody who's really neutral. Nobody who's controversial. Who? I mean, as far as music, that's who the NFL picks. And
yeah,
they purposely
saying,
pick like, you know, female oriented.
Well, yeah, because the halftime show is for the ladies. Okay. We all know that. The football game is for the men. Halftime show is for the ladies. Now you guys can all hang out together. Super Bowl Sunday. Make a lot of money.
I'm
NFL.
Totally
beat your wife. I mean, don't beat your wife. What?
I'm totally that stereotype because I don't care about the football. Just give me the halftime show.
I hate the football. I will say, speaking of it, though, real quick, Tom Brady is suspended for the first 4 weeks because of Deflategate at the Super Bowl last year. And there was a big article about how he is really hurting during his time off as he is vacationing nude in Italy with his beautiful wife, just laying out sunbathing. Like, he's just taking it so hard. His suspension is just really wrecking his life.
So have you seen this charity thing that they're doing where you can actually win a date with Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, and Tom Brady?
What? No.
Yes. Google it. Ask the all-powerful Google about it. For as little as $20, you give to this charity, and then you're in the running. But, you know, I just...
You can also do the same thing right now with Harrison Ford and Ryan Gosling on this set of Blade Runner 2 happening in...
Blade Runner, my favorite.
Yeah, and Ryan is...
just got so excited.
And it's Ryan Gosling with Harrison
Ford. So how much money have you dumped into this charity?
Yeah, I have. And yeah, I figured I was going to go for free. They didn't know I was coming. I was just going to show up and make my way in.
Well... I'm going to search this out and we're going to come back on our next segment, you know, but back to Lady Gaga, you know that she's been rumored to be with Bradley Cooper.
Yes, I saw some photos. She says they're just friends.
Well, he's directing.
He still lives with his mom, so.
Well, he's got a girlfriend who's really hot. Of course she would be.
Oh my gosh. It says for this date though, one lucky winner, you and a friend are going to be flown to Boston and you're going to go hang out with them at a swanky 4-star hotel.
What are you going to say?
Ben Affleck.
I don't know.
Matt Damon.
I'd be like, yo, bros, drinks and burn.
What are the three of them? How are you going to get involved in that conversation?
Yeah, this is the same company that's doing this with Ryan Gosling and Harrison Ford. It's the Omaze campaign.
You know, so they got to sit there at a table and pretend like they're interested in you.
Yeah, but the thing is you're hanging out with them for probably an hour. Like, it's not like an all night. Like, you guys are not going out raging with these people. It's like a 30-minute meet and greet.
It says you get the awesome prize of beer and pizza with the guys in the hometown.
For an hour.
Okay, if Ben Affleck got drunk, I would say, I'm in.
Yeah, well, that's just because you have a relationship with him.
Yeah, your buddy Ben.
Don't tell people that, Jade. I swore you to secrecy. Just because we kind of worked out together, no big deal. I saw Ben Affleck at a gym, local gym here in Detroit.
And she called me immediately and was like, oh my God. I was like, Anne, I'm in the car. I need to pull over. I'm on Belle Isle and I'm lost. Hold on.
Oh,
that was
God.
A good day. You were so excited.
I was really excited.
For you.
Oh my God. I don't think my voice came down for a couple of days. It was still in that high pitch. I was like, oh my God.
No, not at all.
No. So, Bradley Cooper is directing and also starring in this A Star Is Born.
Okay.
And this was a movie a long time ago with Judy Garland and then remade with Barbara Streisand. And so they say that they've been out shopping. They've been buddy-buddy, you know. So they've been spending so much time together. There's rumored there's some type of relationship, but the girlfriend doesn't seem to be bothered by it. She says it's nothing but professional.
Because isn't she young and whatever? Lady Gaga has a lot of famous friends.
And she likes hanging out with her famous friends.
Yeah.
And you know that they all probably have weird orgies. We
right?
don't know.
I was just like,
they're all
say,
beautiful. How
they,
do you?
I was just going to say, you know those people in Hollywood are weird. We're weird and we're only in radio. Could you imagine if we were on the big screen? Jesus.
And we looked as beautiful and were as rich as they were. Right. I couldn't. I would. I'd just invite friends over. Like, who wants to lick me today?
On that
this
note.
This is going to be. This is.
It's time to take
that,
a break.
On that note, as we're driving home later, when we get home, Lynn's going to be like, did I tell people to lick me? I can't. Can you delete that? Go back and delete it. I'm going to be like, nah.
Yeah, no, that is true. Because as I said it, and I just raised my hands out like I was like some god. I was like, what am I saying right now?
Coming up on The Weekly Reveal, what does Grumpy Cat and Hugh Hefner have in common? Don't go away. More coming up.
How do you expect me to grow if you won't let me blow?
The Weekly Reveal on Riff 2. We're back on The Weekly Reveal with Jay, Ann, Lynn, and Erica.
Thanks for tuning into The Weekly Reveal. So, when we last left you, we were...
yeah.
Moments ago.
Moments ago. We were talking about Grumpy Cat and Hugh Hefner, and what do they have in common? They both take a lot of naps. They don't move very much.
They're furry.
Well, actually...
Oh, man. We're, like, really venturing into David Chuck the Freak territory.
I was waiting. I was like, somebody say something really inappropriate,
wrinkly.
Please.
Yes.
Wrinkly.
So, yes.
They need some help getting...
They have a sandy tongue?
Oh, no, no. Okay, so anyways, they're alive.
Oh, no, really?
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun. That was great radio right there. Well, on Friday it was said that the cops and ambulance had showed up at the Playboy Mansion. Because,
I was going to say the cops and ambulance showed up where Grumpy Cat lived. Yeah,
showed up because Hugh Hefner was dead. Apparently he had died. Well, he just tweeted. Hugh Hefner tweets. He tweeted out that he was actually going to be watching a cowboy movie. With his wife, Crystal.
I hope that's what it says. Hugh Hefner tweet. I'm watching a cowboy movie. Like, a cowboy movie with the wife.
Yeah.
Like, not a Western.
And he used emojis.
Not a Western. Not, like, a film with a name. Just watching a cowboy movie.
Yeah, so that's
Bonanza.
Really...
He was watching Bonanza.
That's right.
That's really the story, is that they thought he was dead. He's not dead. I remember talking about
watching
this.
A movie.
Yeah, a couple months ago. Actually, that they had thought he was dead as well. He's not dead. He's alive. And Grumpy Cat is actually in the Broadway play Cats.
Oh, God.
And Leona Lewis, who is my famously good luck charm in my life. She's a singer, beautiful voice. She did Bleeding Love. Check it out. She's actually in Cats. But no, Grumpy Cat is, they're using as a real cat in the Cats,
like,
on Broadway.
Like the real cat? Cats.
Like the actual, it's like the cat's holding Grumpy Cat. Like,
oh my god! Yes. I've never seen Cats, but I really, really want to see Cats.
Yeah,
just because I really like cats, and which is should we talk about it? Shelby came over last night with Lynn, and I had worked, and so I'm like the crazy cat lady that doesn't have any cats, but like I've got cat magnets, I've got a cat door hanger, I've got a cat nightlight, I've got cat everything, and Shelby had noticed it and was like, wow, Jade's like the cat lady without any actual cats.
Well, we had went to
and
a concert.
I was
concert.
Like, wow, I really am.
Oh, but I do, Shelby. They're all in the basement.
Yeah,
right. We had went to a concert. So
they're under the house.
Yeah. We had allegedly had like a really good time. So when I came back to the house, everything was funny. And it was like, we were just standing there. And when Shelby kept pointing out all this cat stuff, and it was like, all of a sudden, just I realized we were surrounded by cats and we don't have any cats at the house. And I'm like, oh my God, dude. Like, she really is a crazy cat lady with no cats. Like,
whatever.
It's good stuff.
I have to tell you is that I wanted to see Cats really bad. And at the time I was dating this guy. And so as like a birthday present, he got tickets, expensive tickets.
Yeah.
And we got halfway through this musical. And mind you, I love Broadway and I love musicals. And I wanted to kill myself. It was like,
oh my God.
How do I tell him I can't stay? Damn this show.
Like,
oh
Ringo.
My God, is it terrible? I just didn't like it. I had such an adverse reaction to it. I thought it was hokey. I wasn't into the music. I thought it was stupid, them jumping around in cat outfits. I mean, it was just the only thing, you know, that was even the big showstopper. I don't know that a song that they do.
I think that was Star Wars, but yeah.
No, well, yeah, it was kind of, wasn't it? But... is that where they stole it? But it
it didn't sound that great to me. And so, of course, I just had to nod my head and go, oh, yeah, it was great. Thank you so much for the tickets. It was lovely. Oh, and then I told my girlfriend, who loves Cats, is one of her favorite musicals, and she about tore my head off. She about came through the phone. What? How could you not like Cats? It's like, oh, my God.
I'm sorry. It's awesome. It's really good.
So, yeah. So I think you would like it, though, Jay.
Well, yeah. I'm the cat lady who has no cats.
Yeah, of course you would like it. Yeah, but in the meantime, when we...
Maybe that's not weird to you people walking around in cat outfits. Yeah. To me, it was just ridiculous.
People, don't be a stereotypical prejudice judging my cat ways. I am nimbly bimbly, like a kitty. Meow. Meow. Anyways, continue right, on. What's going on? What else is in the celebrity report?
Oh, my gosh. Real quick, since I'm a celebrity here, when I do my celebrity report, I write little notes for myself, and I throw them on the floor, and I pick them up when we're done with the show here. I just blew my nose while you guys were talking, and out of habit, I literally just threw my tissue. I blew my nose and threw the tissue onto the floor. So as you watched me do that, Jade, it wasn't trying to be destructive. It was just like, oh, what the hell am I doing?
Oh my God,
right,
Lynn
now?
Is such a diva, Jade. Did you see what she did?
Just whipping it on there. Well, now this is kind of sad and lead on to this. Ryan Dunn had passed away in a car crash back in 2011, and his family had left his Twitter up. They didn't delete any of his social media. Well, somebody has hacked into his account and is now tweeting things like, I've met Harabi and in heaven, the gorilla that had passed away at the zoo that they had killed.
Wait a minute, who's Ryan Dunn?
He's from Jackass. He was
One
of the Jackass guys. He passed away in a fiery car crash.
Okay.
Bam Margera's best friend.
Yes, it was devastating. Devastating to our generation.
Mm-hmm. And he had also, a couple tweets had come out about him hanging out with Tupac in heaven. And so his mom, Linda, has reached out to Twitter. She's waiting to hear back. She hasn't heard anything so far, but shame on whoever is tweeting from his Twitter.
People are so bad on the internet, and I remember reading an article about a girl who she was a blogger, and her dad had passed away, and there was just this guy who just didn't like her, had never met her, just didn't like her persona on the internet, didn't like her blogs, and had created, because she had talked about her dad passing away in the blog. And so this guy created a Twitter page as her dad, stole like a picture of him from her Facebook page, like had his like a profile, and then was posting tweets about how he hated his daughter. And it was like, reading it was devastating. And she called the guy out. She ended up meeting him, and he had apologized and was like, I don't know why I did that. It was kind of like watching Catfish when they catch these people who are fishing on the internet. And you call them out, and they're like, I don't know, I was bored. Like, I was bored, and I wasn't thinking about what I was doing. And it's like, people are ignorant. Like, what an ignorant thing to do. Like, it's just the internet, and, you know, sticks and stones can break your bones. Words will never hurt you, but they do.
Well, obviously, yeah, to his family, his mom was sitting there,
and
she had to go around and investigate.
Emotional.
Yeah.
That's emotional.
You know, I once heard a quote from Mother Teresa, and they asked her why she did good things. And that's really the question. It's not why we don't do bad. It's why we do good. And she said, the day I looked in the mirror and realized there was a Hitler living inside of me. And I think that what I'm trying to get at is, it is heavy, but what I'm getting at is that the anonymity of the internet allows that dark side to come out without any type of repercussions.
Yep.
You're not accountable for it. So even though all of us think things, you know, we have the choice as to whether to act on them. And that's your character. That's your morals. Those are your ethics, right? But when you can just disappear into the ether and no one knows who you are and you can get away with that stuff, it really... you know, leans toward that, is that people are allowed to experience their dark side.
Yep.
And it hurts people, but they don't have to see that.
Right. It's terrible is what it is. The internet
it
should
is,
be
but that's...
outlawed. Ban the internet.
You know who should be outlawed? Outlaw him is Joe. Take it away, Lynn. ladies.
Is Jell who?
I don't know.
I am not mature enough to be on this podcast.
Oh, no, you're exactly mature enough to be on this podcast.
Lord, what I was trying to say was Joe Simpson. Should be outlawed, okay?
Who's Joe Simpson?
Jessica Simpson's dad.
Oh.
We've watched her get weird with her dad. We've watched him get weird with his other daughter, Ashley.
Weird in which way? Like tickling?
Talking about how big her boobs are and how beautiful they are and how he created them and like he's been taking weird photos. Like this has gone on for years of how the relationship is like really weird between him and his daughters. Well, he had started taking photos recently and Brandy Glanville, who we know as like the crazy lady from the Housewives show, she's just basically like a non-celebrity celebrity. She hooked up with Joe Simpson himself, and they had a celebrity photo shoot because she's got this show coming out called My Kitchen Rules. Well, the show debuts coming up in 2017, but she had done a photo shoot with Joe Simpson, and things got really weird. Like, it's pictures of him holding her ass, and, like, he's wearing these, like, weird pajamas. She got even more work done. So if you want to, like, see some really weird things take place in front of your eyes, go search the Joe Simpson and Brandy Glanville photo shoot.
Okay.
Things got very weird with them this
week. Wow, how old is this guy? I thought Brandy Glanville was young.
No, like they're in their 50s. I'd say she's late
40s. Oh, Brandy Glanville is?
Yeah, she's one of those celebrity housewives.
Yeah, she's got a lot of work done. A lot. She looks like a different person
now. Can we just real quick make note of, my words are bad today.
We just took 10 minutes from
But celebrity parents, like, can we just talk like Lindsay Lohan's parents, Miley Cyrus's parents, Justin Bieber's parents, Jessica Simpson's parents. You know what I'm saying? Like, to be a celebrity parent and, like, not have been a celebrity or be a celebrity in a different capacity, you know, maybe you're just rich, like you're an heirloom or whatever, and your kid becomes this...
heirloom.
Right, isn't that?
When you're old, you become an heirloom.
No, isn't that, like, when you inherit stuff?
It's called an heirloom, like a parent. Yeah, this would be like a family heirloom would be this cup. Oh, like right. We've passed it down.
So what is the word that I'm looking for?
Heir apparent. It's when you...
Heiress. Heiress?
No.
When you're old and rich, it don't matter.
It's when someone passes down to you their...
Yeah.
Their wealth, their title, whatever.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Anyways, the kids are the, you know, it's just weird. Being a celebrity parent would be weird.
But also, in order to push your kids to that limit...
Heirloom.
Yes.
So, you know, you do have to want to kind of live by proxy through them.
Yeah, live vicariously through your kids.
Yes, you want to be kind of, you know, in their shoes. And now, because of all this reality TV.
You can.
But, yes, you can. Corey Feldman, at war with his dad. He claims that's why he's so bizarre. His dad stole all his money. Mm. I mean, we constantly, as these kids become adult, we hear how bizarre their life was with their parents. So, I mean, in a way, you kind of feel bad for them. In a way, it's kind of like when these kids are celebrities, it's kind of like child abuse in a way.
Mm-hmm. What do you think Janet Jackson's kid's going to be like?
Oh, Janet Jackson is so pregnant.
She was out.
Oh, my God. Yes. Did you see those pictures?
She was out seen. She is really big. Like, massively.
How old is she again?
Like, could be twins.
She's 50.
Yeah.
So
she's big.
But she's been trying to have kids for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So she had her hair pulled back. She had no makeup on. She was dressed like all in black.
Black t-shirt and like some sweats pulled up.
But she didn't look just like, you know, she had the, you know, the baby bulge in front. She just looked huge. I don't know whether it was her clothing or the angle of the shot.
I'm saying she was pregnant as hell.
Well, yeah, she's pregnant and probably a little bit of all the other stuff.
Yeah.
But mostly pregnant. She's never been pregnant before.
But, but Janet's been famous for how big she can get and then how tiny she can get.
Like, that's
I'm good at that, too.
Because so, I remember
right
when,
she
first started out, you know, she was a little pudgy.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden it was big in the news how much weight she had lost and she went on some type of weird, you know, micro diet or whatever.
Right.
But, But, you know, having kids that old at 50 is for the rich. There's no way you can take that unless you got nannies to take care of them so you can get a nap in.
Yeah.
Because, man, you got to think when that kid is running around screaming for juice and then bugging you because he wants the car, you're going to be in your late 50s, early 60s.
Right. I mean, I'm 28 and I can't even handle my friend's kids. I'm like, wow, that is a lot of work.
Yeah, you got to be able to pay for the nannies.
Yeah, can't do that, so I'm not going to have any kids.
For sure.
We'll just have a lot of cats. I'm living with Jade right now, and I'm not moving out ever, so we're just going to live together forever and have pictures of cats.
Follow us on Snapchat, because our Snap stories are ridiculous. The two of us living together, and it's getting wild.
We were sick last week, so Jade and I spent every evening drinking Robitussin. Like, we weren't obviously drinking bottles and bottles, but we did
basically
have a couple.
Doing shots. Basically doing shots.
I woke up three days in a row and was
convinced that I had gone on a space adventure during the night. Days in a row, I woke up and was like, whoa, wow.
I was like, last night was really funny. I don't know why.
It was wild. It was wild. Anyways, moving on.
Wow. So no flu shot for you guys? You guys are actually looking forward to getting the flu this year?
Oh, wow. Yeah. I was like, if I got to drink Robitussin again, I'm not mad, because I think she's got like an older bottle,
By the end of the week, it was like we were doing drugs. She's like, hey, yo, you want to get a hit of that Robitussin? I was like, did you just ask if I wanted a hit of Robitussin? Is that what you just asked me? Okay. Yes, I do. Please and thank you.
Oh, life with us. Yeah. Oh, and we went to Kanye was this
week. Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's talk about that real quick. First of all, I got to mention Caitlin, our faithful listener, because she had seen that, on Snapchat that we went to Kanye. She faithfully listens to the
love
podcast.
You, Caitlin. I watched your story today.
She knows how we feel about Kanye. And so when I had seen her earlier in the week, she goes, oh, by the way, you two went to Kanye. You are effing trolls. You trolls. Like, you really?
That's
and I was
great.
Like, yeah, I mean, we had tickets.
I love anything exciting in pop culture. And there was no way that we had free tickets and we're going to miss Kanye at home at the Joe. There was no way. Very quick, and I won't take forever. Very quick, if you... the music and the crowd was hype. It was insane. It was so much fun. But yes, it was awesome. But as for Kanye to go watch him perform, he did most of his concert in the dark with no lights. And I had even said to Jade, I could perform a sold out world tour if I could do it in the dark as well. I would be up there popping my ass and you would have no idea. You'd just be clapping at how awesome I am. But really, you cannot even see me.
That floating stage, when I saw the picture of it, looks so cool. I thought, wow, this is really original. But then, you know, I remember seeing exactly what you said, how the lights were bordering the stage as it
like
was
a
above
mini spaceship.
Above the audience. So instead of seeing him, you were just blinded by the light.
You were watching the kids who had the money and who paid thousands of dollars to be floor for Kanye. You were watching them dance because the lights underneath the stage shined on them, not on Kanye.
And you watched them run as the stage moved. I will say, though, it wasn't as cool as I thought it was going to be, because when Rihanna did her moving catwalk, she went from one side of the arena to the other and back and was, you know, walking up and down. Of course, the spotlight was on her. You could see her. Kanye, it was basically like if you go to a normal show at an arena, the stage is on one side. He stayed on the one stage side, and the stage moved like width-wise, but it never went across to the other side of the arena. You know, it tilted, and it did some, you know,
and
but that was about it.
He had a big hook on his back so that if something did happen, he'd be fine. But Rihanna, she had a clear bottom.
Yeah.
When she walked, it was clear, so you could see her from all directions. Kanye, if you paid that money, you're just staring at the bottom of a stage.
Wow.
I mean,
it looked like maybe it was a great... So maybe they could see him a little bit, but no one else could see him anyways either. So, you know.
He did it in the dark. I mean, it was cool, but would I pay money to go see Kanye again? Absolutely not. No way. Would I go for free? Yeah. Would I pay for a ticket? No, but Kanye is very Kanye.
Kanye loves Kanye. He's got a song. I'm looking at the set list, and I'm like, Kanye has a song that's called I Love Kanye.
And that's a surprise,
right?
But
if you wanted to go dance, though, and you wanted to drink and get real dirty... That's the show to go do it at, because it is just, it's real
hype.
It
was hype.
And a lot of his songs aren't even, you realize they're collabs with other people. So you're listening to a CD and he's just standing there in the dark. And I had said to Jade at one point, I'm like, that could be anybody right now. That could be a body double, and people are paying all this money to come see Kanye.
I think Kanye West is surrounded by yes men.
Yes.
I think that there's no one to balance out his creativity. And I think being surrounded by people who just go, yeah, that's great, that's great, that's great, leads to a lot of self-indulgence, and that's what I see with him. So did you guys see what happened to his wife, Kim Kardashian?
Yeah.
Crazy, crazy, crazy stuff.
I shared the story. So what happened was this crazy fan who has been known to do some other crazy things, right?
Yeah, he's known for this. His name is Vitaly Sadiak.
Okay, yeah, the weirdo.
Yes. The weirdo. Who did you say he had done something in the past to?
Well, he just got a hold of Gigi Hadid.
Haddad. Yes.
Yeah, he absolutely got in. So he grabbed her, Jade,
that's
by
scary.
The back, wrapped his arms around her waist, and picked her up and put her down. And she turned around and started to, like, go toward him. He's running away, and she's screaming at him. Like, don't, how dare you do that? You know, F this, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, she
Which,
stood
of
up
course,
for
would be anybody's reaction, really. Yeah. But with Kim.
Yeah, he ran up and he kissed her butt.
He did.
He ran up and kissed her butt. And it's funny because Dave and Chuck had shared the story. They had talked about it and shared the story on the website. So I had posted it on Twitter. And basically the title for me was, you know, dude tries to kiss Kim Kardashian's ass, and we're all like, why? Hashtag, do you know where that's been? That was what I posted on the...
That's great. I
follow,
really...
Follow the riff on Twitter, at 101WRIF. I run the page. Should I admit that? Probably not.
I was going to say, why are we putting that out there?
Yeah.
No.
I don't. Sometimes I do. We share it.
Yeah, there's another guy upstairs.
Well,
yeah.
there was no danger of him missing. Let's just say that.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God. Zing. Yeah, but security grabbed him right away and ran him off. This guy needs to stop, though. And this is a serious note because we're, you know, as a radio station, we work with a lot of bands. We do a lot of meet and greets. We work with a lot of fans. We work with a lot of people in the public. And it's scary. And we're dealing right now with trying to set up some promotions with some bands coming up this fall. And unfortunately, the bands do not want to participate in any meet and greets. They don't want to do VIP sessions. They don't want to do acoustic sessions unless it is a small number of people and everyone has been patted down.
Yep.
Because of, especially after what happened with Christina Grimmie, they don't want to do it. They're like, absolutely not. Absolutely not. There's no way. There's no way that this is going to happen. And I think, for celebrities in general, I think it's a problem. But I think for women celebrities, I don't know, it's worse for them, in my opinion.
Well, I think women as a whole are on
right.
guard.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, definitely.
In crowds and around strangers for sure. But, you know, Filter got so freaked out, they left a show.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They didn't, you know, they pulled out like an hour before the show. So you can't hardly blame these guys. And I don't, not at all. So, you know, again, restraining order. And this guy's going to get himself shot one day just for fooling around,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, just to get some views on YouTube and some likes on the internet.
So coming up next on the Weekly Reveal, there's a trend happening. And I want to see what you ladies think about it. And I wonder if Lynn would actually go for this trend. I think she might.
Does that mean I wouldn't?
And also, no.
You're saying I wouldn't?
I don't think so.
Okay.
And then also, we're going to talk about zodiac signs and love.
I'm so excited.
Love. Love in the zodiac. Coming up next on the Weekly Reveal.
This is the Weekly Reveal.
Here we go. Boom. Shema.
We're back on the Weekly Reveal with Jade, Ann, Lynn, and Erica.
Welcome back to the Weekly Reveal. And I did want to share one more piece of celebrity gossip with you before we got into this trend, this lip trend. Leonardo DiCaprio is rumored to have decided on a model. She's a Danish model, Nina Adal. He's 41, she's 24.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
She's met Mrs. DiCaprio. And
like mom?
Hold on. No one's met his mom. No one has met his mom.
Yes. And the rumor is that he's been seen with her an awful lot and that there may be wedding bells next year.
Has he ever been married?
No.
Mm-mm.
He doesn't let anyone meet his mom. He has been famous for sleeping with multiple beautiful women at all times. Models since he was young.
Yeah. Well, duh.
So for,
hello.
Right. And so... Now, for this to be known that she met his mom, this is big. I think she's going to be around for a while.
Mm. 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 I don't know. I doubt it.
I kind of creeps me out. After a guy, it's like it's one thing if a guy's like in his 20s, even early 30s, and he's partying, having a good time. But once a guy hits a certain age, and then he continues to sleep with everything in a skirt, it kind of starts to turn the corner into, aren't you a little old for that? Or what kind of issues do you have that you need?
Yeah.
Do we think he's well endowed? He asked me.
No, he's no. Yes. No,
I don't want to think about it any other way.
Yeah. Why would you even ask that?
Yeah.
In your dreams.
King Kong over there.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Big fatty.
So I saw this trend and I immediately thought of Lynn. Okay, I do like lipstick. And I like to wear it whenever I can. And, you know, like having dark hair myself and like a full red lip, I think it's so sexy. Oh,
it is.
And they say that red lipstick does work for women when it comes to like having a little bit of power over the opposite sex.
Oh, it's not a joke.
They did a study with waitresses and one waitress wore no lipstick. The other waitress wore red lipstick. They were very comparable in their appearance, but the waitress with the red lipstick got more tips consistently than the waitress without the red lipstick.
When I wear lipstick, I get checked out more than I do when I don't have lipstick on.
The problem is that unlike the movies, you don't want to be making out with somebody when you got that full red lip going on.
Unless you got that Jeffree Star.
Even then.
Yeah. Isn't it kind of yucky? And you know what the worst thing is? Like gloss. Mm-hmm. And then opening up your window in the car and having your hair fly into your lip gloss.
Man, that is the worst.
Oh,
the worst.
My God.
The worst.
Oh, that's
isn't
the worst.
That like first world problems?
Yes. Oh,
really top 10 for a woman, right?
Yeah.
Having your hair in your lipstick.
Dude, oh, it's the
my
worst.
Gosh. That reminds me. Oh, no.
So when I saw this, though, I thought it was ridiculous, but intriguing. So what is the crystal lip, Lynn?
Basically, it's a trend that has become famous on Instagram because these makeup models who do tutorials want more views, want more likes, and they up their game. So they'll put jewels, like tiny diamonds. It'll either be the fake crystals or glitter. And it's like designs on your lips. Like you make them...
Into like those really beautiful rocks.
Yes.
Like the crystal rocks, but it's different colors.
Yes, but it's not realistic because you can't eat, drink, or do anything when you have diamonds that cover your lips. So instead of lipstick, you have lipstick on, but it's also jewels that cover your entire lips.
The one model looked like she had gold, like that gold leaf around the edge of her lip. Looked pretty cool for a sci-fi movie.
I love it.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
Do you really?
You were wrong.
Yeah.
Wow. I love glitter. I like sparkly everything. So if I could be covered in glitter every day, I would.
Yeah. If I could have diamonds on my lip, oh, God, you guys, I've never even
but
tried.
But it is incredibly unpractical.
Who are you and what did you do with Jade? This
is not the
woman who I see come in every day in a hoodie and a t-shirt.
I don't even wear lipstick.
So you lead a double life is what you're trying to say.
I like girly things. I'm just bad at activating girly things. You know what I'm saying? So, but I like it. I would love to wear lipstick, but I never have. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those comfort things that like I feel very self-conscious. And then even with the Jeffree Star, which the Jeffree Star lip kit is phenomenal. I mean, it stayed on for hours. We went and ate. We went
I'm
and did stuff.
I'm wearing it right now.
It's perfect. However, 9 hours later, it's still perfect on my face, right? Only it's been 9 hours, so I have forgotten, and I don't typically wear lipstick. So I'm rubbing my mouth with my hands, and Eric was sitting next to me, and we were like on the couch, and he looked over at me and did like a double take, and he was like, Jade, your face is effed up. Like you need to go fix your face. And I was like, what? And he was like, you have lipstick like everywhere. Like it was under my eyes. It was like down my cheeks, all over. Like my mouth looked like the Joker. Like it was bad. And I walked into I should have taken a picture. I walked into the bathroom and like I was in tears. I was laughing so hard. And so that's kind of my experience. I'm not good. I'm not good at girly stuff, but I like it. I would love to have someone do that for me. Put jewels all over my face.
Fall is the perfect time for lipstick. If you're going to experiment with lipstick, you should start doing it in the fall because you can practice with darker colors. And
wouldn't that be great, though, to do like a Halloween outfit.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
The problem is, like you said, you can't do anything with it. You can't eat. You have to be constantly aware. It's only going to last for so long.
Right. Yeah. And that's not going to be long at all, especially if you're at a Halloween party and you're boozing or something.
Oh, however, how do you drink? Wouldn't you be drinking?
You'd have to like,
you got to use a straw.
And you got to kind of talk like this because you don't really want it to move.
Well, that's why you see all those women on those talk shows. They drink out of straws, so they don't mess up. Well, they used to anyway, not so much anymore because they have lipstick that stays.
Right.
But they used to do that so they wouldn't mess up.
I might be crystal lips for Halloween because I don't like
that
to,
would be cool.
I don't like to dress up. I hate wearing costumes. It's not my thing.
So just be crystal lips?
Right, so I'll just do crystal. I'll just have my crystal lips and like I'll just dress normal and just have lips and I'll be like, I'm crystal lips. This is my costume. My lips are my costume.
Well, you could do your eyes too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my whole face. I might as well just be crystal face.
Oh, you could do like a gray. You could do like a whole sci-fi face.
I could do that.
Why don't we just be Kesha for Halloween?
Perfect.
And we'll just put glitter all over each other and run around and get
excellent. Drunk. Love it. Perfect.
You know, that always kind of freaked me out too about these grills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I see those grills. And
that.
The first thing I think is because I had braces, how yucky would it be to watch someone eat? I mean, do those come out when they eat?
No.
Oh, we got to find out if Paul Wall got his dog grills. Remember,
gross,
Paul Wall was supposed to get a grill for his dog? We need to do an update.
That would
that's
be mean.
All you,
did the dog get the grill?
Your celebrity report. So you look up Paul Wall.
That's your job,
I forget who Paul Wall even is.
It was the rapper who was going to get his dog once he was old.
Does
enough.
He have a hit single?
Stop. We're done.
All right. So Lynn's into the Zodiac. I like looking at the Zodiac.
Lynn reads me my horoscope pretty much every day.
I have a 69 tattoo on my ass because it was supposed to mean cancer, but now it's just an inappropriate 69 tattoo on my ass.
Jade, while we're talking about this, can you Google the new Zodiac signs?
I don't believe in this at all. It makes me angry.
I've read mixed reviews on this, that they're changed, and then other articles are like, they're not changed.
Yeah,
well, they
are.
They are changed for certain people, but the name that they gave the 13th sign is so ridiculous. So what is your sign, Lynn?
I'm a Cancer.
Let's find out about the love.
That's the tattoo on my ass.
Yes.
69.
Well, it's Cancer the Crab is what it is. If you want to get serious with a Cancer, first you'll have to get their family stamp of approval. Cancers are very family-oriented.
Very true.
It's likely you'll be introduced to the family, so be on your best behavior and dress accordingly. This is if you want to date someone of the Zodiac sign. Indulge in deep, meaningful discussions with the family and share your feelings. Yes.
I can't pronounce those.
It's weird. It sounds like a disease.
Ophiuchus?
Ew, I hate it.
Ophiuchus?
And what are the dates? They changed the dates.
They added a sign, so now it's they've shortened everyone's sign. So I blog says I'm not a Sagittarius. I am an Ophiuchus.
Oh, because you'd fall
AKA the snake bearer, the new zodiac sign for anyone born November 29th to December 17th.
But normally you're a Sagittarius?
Well, that's what whoever wrote this article. I'm a Libra.
Oh, you're a Libra?
Yeah. My birthday's in less than 2 weeks.
Okay.
And then, speaking of signs, I have a funny story from last night that I feel like I would like to share.
Okay. Well, this is what Jade's all about if you want to date Jade. A Libra is thoughtful and well-informed, so if you're on a date with one, don't shy away from hot topics, whether it has to do with the election or the latest Game of Thrones fan theory, which Jade never watches Game of Thrones and could care less. But something along that nature, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Anne knows me so well. Will you be my boyfriend?
Yes. That is, okay, this Venus ruled sign really doesn't like conflict. They tend to see all sides and like everything to be harmonious. And the bottom line is, you are a Libra, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
See all
right?
sides of a situation as nothing is black and white for Libra. Which I do kind of see this in you.
Here's the thing. Here's what's funny about horoscopes, because I'm not super into them. I don't actively seek mine out in any form. If I'm reading through a magazine and it shows up, I'll read it. But I don't put any weight into them because I think they're so vague that you can really apply them to any aspect of your life if you really sit down and think about, you know, what they're saying. But I tend to be level-headed. I like to see both sides of things. See, you know what I'm saying? But like the conflict thing, I was like, well, that's way off. Because I love a good conflict. You want to start some stuff? I'll also do it. Depending, I suppose, on the situation. But I don't know. Does that sound like me?
They say that now you're not that sign. You're another sign.
Apparently. I don't know. I'm trying to find an article that has what all the new signs actually are.
Because this doesn't have the new sign
Here, today.com. Thank you, Today.
I think Jade's definitely a Libra through and through.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely.
Hmm. Well, what would be... the internet's so good.
Okay, well, let me read you mine.
Okay.
And you tell me if you guys think I'm a Pisces.
Oh, I'm also part Pisces. My mom's a Pisces.
What is a Pisces about? See, like I said, I don't really know. I don't know. And your birthday's February, so...
Right.
Because my mom's is a month before yours, and she's a Capricorn. I do know that.
No, either that or an Aquarius.
Or maybe she is an Aquarius.
Okay, so this is me. Supposedly. Soulful and sensitive. Pisces love romance, imaginative thinking, and keeping relationships flexible and fun. Nothing is seen as impossible for a Pisces, so try to stay positive. They have big dreams which need to be nurtured, no matter how idealistic. Avoid conflict with this sign and keep life flexible.
Mm. I agree with that. I think that's definitely you.
Okay, I've got the new dates now.
Yeah, I think it's pretty close.
So you said, what are you, Anne?
I'm February 20th.
So what did you just read for Pisces?
Pisces, but I think now I'm an Aquarian,
no,
right?
Your birthday is February what?
20th.
Yes, so now you're an Aquarius.
Okay, so this is what Aquarius says. Now, which one's closer, you guys? Aquarius are principled, deep thinkers looking for partners who are smart and charitable toward others. Aquarians are saviors to the less fortunate, have non-judgmental attitudes, and you'll get their attention. They can be aloof, so don't take it personally if you feel pushed away sometimes.
No.
I mean, I think that there's aspects of each, but I think there's aspects of all of these qualities. These are vague qualities.
Because I'm a Cancer.
Because everyone, and we know, I will say that Cancers are emotional. Because I've met a lot of Cancers, and I'm like, oh, wow. Oh, wow. But Lynn, you're not a Cancer anymore.
I'd be, what,
okay,
a Gemini?
What is she?
She's a Gemini.
And read it, and it doesn't even make sense. Me as a Gemini does not even make sense.
Nothing will impress a Gemini more than a well-planned date with lots of fun. Pop culture-based activities. Think anything creative like live theater, movies, museums, or festivals.
That is true, but I hate planning or anything.
Yeah, she doesn't like any plans.
They're also social butterflies. Be prepared to hear an earful about their best friend's wedding plans or their former co-worker's new job. Be willing to listen to them and accept all sides of the Gemini, including their endless chatter and gossip.
That is 2AT.
No. Can you play our Snapchat?
We'll do it right at the end of the show.
And what is your story, Jade?
Okay, so now I'm a Virgo now.
You're a Virgo?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I got to find a Virgo.
Oh, then I'll tell you my story. And then, okay. Yeah, we have to let you listen to this. I got to tell you what my new thing at the house is, Anne.
Okay. If hashtag relationship goals are bust with a perfectionist Virgo, if you're planning a date with one, bring your conversational A game and double check to make sure you've locked down that restaurant reservation. Do what you say you'll do and be able to hold an intelligent conversation and you will have a chance with a Virgo. Bottom line, just recognize that they are generally right. The sooner you realize this, the better. And I think that's more you than the Libra.
Oh, man.
I think parts of that are... I don't think the being right thing... I mean...
Well...
I'm wrong a lot.
But you will try to make your point.
Well, yeah.
And someone does have to be on top of their game to keep your attention.
Yeah.
See?
Maybe.
I'm not liking this. I feel like I've been lied to my whole life. I don't like it.
And I am level. I like things to be fair. I like things to be equal. I like justice.
These signs change.
In the American way.
Yeah.
You need a cape.
Yeah. Right? I don't put weight into astrology. It's too vague. It's fun. It's a fun thing, but I'm not living my life based on, I'm not waking up in the morning and saying, oh my God, my horoscope says don't spend any money today. I guess I'm not buying lunch. Like, no.
But there are people who do take it very seriously.
If this sign change is serious, then I'm now just a whore with a 69 tattoo on my ass and not just, I'm really into astrology. Do you get what I'm saying? This can't happen. I am a Cancer for the rest of my life.
So last night, I DJ'd a wedding last night. Yeah, just wear pants and stop telling people you have a 69 tattoo on your ass and you should be good.
No one
will know. Just wear some pants. So I'm at this wedding last night. I'm DJing. And throughout the night, there was this girl. She was cute. You know, younger, in her 20s girl. She had kept coming up. She had kept coming up to talk to me and make requests. And towards the end of the night, her friend had come up and had said, hey, you know, my friend is kind of into you. And I was like, yeah, I could tell, and like it was obvious, and I'm not as hammered as you guys are. Actually, I have not been drinking at all, and so you're making it blatantly.
And this was a lady.
Yeah, it was a chick. Mm-hmm. And so she's been coming up all night. So her friend must have gone back and told her like, oh yeah, she told her she's into you too, or she's on to you. Like she can tell what you're doing. You're flirting with her. And so she had come back up and had asked me what my sign was, right? And I was like, oh, I'm a Libra. My birthday's in 2 weeks. And she was like, oh, how old are you going to be? And I was like, I'm going to be 29. And she was like, oh, I'm a Cancer. I just turned 23. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And she was like, yep. And then walked away and then didn't talk to me for the rest of the night. I was like, you've been hanging out with me all night. And now that I'm 29, you don't want to hang out with me anymore? You little bitch.
Yeah.
I would have been the best lesbian lover ever. You're going to not talk to me because I'm old? I've never felt so old in my life. Because I know that's why. Like, I know. And I played her song request. And she had requested a lot of crappy songs. And I finally played one of them. And she didn't even say thank you. Didn't even come over.
Dude, I was dead last night.
No?
Ugh. Jade told me that story. I was dead. My God. Just killed me. It was
felt
hilarious.
So old.
Jade got jilted.
Because she was
She's closing in on 30.
I'm closing in on 30.
That 23-year-old was like,
girl, like, you old.
That kitty's a little too old for me.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you just said that.
Oh, 29, huh?
Yeah.
Whoops.
Wow.
You know what? It's getting really late.
It's real late.
You know, I got to get up early tomorrow.
She was cute. She was like, oh, I just turned 23. And I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
Little bitch.
You've died. I just died.
Yeah. So that was my night with the signs. So
that's good stuff.
Yeah.
See, Jade wants to believe it was her sign, but really it was 29.
God. I'm not celebrating a birthday this year.
Oh,
gosh. 25 forever.
Yes.
Well, see. Now you know why people lie about their age.
Yeah.
So
to get the 23-year-olds.
Yeah, right? I'll remember that next time a chick is hitting on me at a wedding.
Yeah, you guys, you have to follow us on Snapchat because Jade has been documenting our 29-year-old lives on Snapchat.
So my new thing is, because Snapchat's hilarious, and it will, it changes your voice. Some of the filters change your voice, right? So my new thing is when Lynn and I are like sitting on the couch or like we'll be doing something, and I'll be Snapchatting, but she doesn't know because I'm not pointing the camera at her face. I'm just like recording audio, or I'll be like filming myself, like making faces as I'm listening to her say some stupid stuff, right? So the other night, we're sitting on the couch and I'm Snapchatting
cough
as a deer.
Up. We're all cough syruped
up.
Cough
up. And,
Oh, that sounds weird. It's like a little
kid.
It's
like a deer voice. And so she's talking about how she's locked out of MySpace. First of all, it's 2016, not 2004. And she's like, oh my God, I'm locked out of MySpace. And I've got the thing up and she's not looking at me. And I'm like, oh, you're locked out of what? And then she looks over and sees that I'm like filming myself. And she's like, no. And it's in like the high pitched voice. So of course, and we were all...
We tweeted it a couple times.
Hopped up on cough syrup, so we were in tears. We were laughing so hard.
It was just the greatest thing.
It was just
really
stupid.
And we're really hoping that we'll get a reality TV show, because we should have one.
And it's getting wild.
Yeah. Jade
well,
and I live
she killed a spider in the basement the other day. Put that on Snapchat. Jade on the radio, follow me.
You know, people used to inhale, like, helium in order to get that type of voice.
Well, see, now you don't
need
it.
Used to freeze their vocal cords, so, yeah, at least you're doing the smart thing.
Yeah, right.
You've eliminated the danger.
Right.
All right.
Just cough syrup.
Just cough syrup. Well, God, I hope I didn't catch anything. Thanks for maybe doing shots of Robitussin. Who knows? Thank you so much for tuning into the Weekly Reveal. Please come back next week. And until then, have a great week. Stay well.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Weekly Reveal on Riff 2 Detroit.